did so many asanas, main purpose is to strengthen the spinal column. One main purpose of doing various asanas, your spinal column should be strong. Spinal column, it has a direct connection to the healthy mind also. We need, always when you are sitting at work also, make sure that your spinal column is erect. If you are always sitting like this, it's mind, it has an effect on the mind, and it's, you are not sitting like a question mark. It's back straight, and helps in the energy flow. Energizes the chakras along the spinal column. Last week we touched upon it's a pranayama. Pranayama, it's a expansion of prana, is the meaning of pranayama. While doing the asana, well, though it appears to be a physical exercise, and we are doing the pranayama simultaneously. When we did Urdhva Mukha Shvanasana, when you are doing that one, opens up the chest muscles. We did Shashankasana. Now lungs are squeezed. We are exhaling completely. While doing the asana, unknowingly we are trained to do pranayama. Unknowingly we are doing pranayama. Result of that one, our lung capacity goes up. Breathing becomes deeper. Our nasal passages opens up. And after that, we are unknowingly we are doing pranayama, and pranayama now when you are sitting, now you are doing asana also. This posture, any posture, if you can sit in long time without any discomfort, is called as asana. We are sitting in a posture, this is called as asana. This posture, to be able to sit without any discomfort for a long time, length of time, we have to do various asanas. In yoga texts also says, if you can sit in one posture without any movement for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, if you can sit, you got the asana siddhi. I can't sit more than 5 minutes. My knee hurts, back hurts. So again, I have to go to asana level. Strengthen your physiologies, strengthen your framework. This framework is not suitable for higher practice. Strengthen this framework so that you can go to the higher practice. The higher practice, see whether I can sit for 30 minutes, 45, slowly lengthen that one. 1 hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Then I got the asana siddhi. Now mind can be contemplated, spent on the higher things in our lives. And, in the breathing, last week I talked about, it takes, when we breathe 21,600 times, it is 1 day for the body. It takes 4 seconds for one cycle. When you are calm and relaxed, it takes 2 seconds for inhale, 2 seconds for exhale. One cycle is 4 seconds, 1 minute 15 times, 1 hour we breathe 900 times, 1 day 21,600 times. Once we breathe 21,600 times, it is 1 day for this body. Everyone is given the, in the text, our life is measured on number of breaths. Our lifespan is 777.2 million breaths in 100 years. It is up to us how soon we exhaust and how long we extend that one. And in the scriptures, it says, you always should aspire to live as long as you can, and healthy. And never say, I had enough, I want to die. Many people, we hear them saying, I had enough, I want to die. Never say that one. This life is very precious. It is not easily gotten. When you get this life, when you have got this life, make utmost use of this life. Do the practice, practice, practice. We don't know when we will get this one again. Utilize this one lead a healthy lifestyle. Yoga is a synonym for health, healthy lifestyle. And live as long as you can. And your life should not be a burden for others when you are living. And lead life such a way, and your inner journey, inner blossoming should happen. And this opportunity, make use and to live long. And pranayama, meaning of prana, one which expands your lifespan, is pranayama. Pranayama is another meaning, helps you to extend your lifespan, extend your health. It is pranayama. The pranayama, the last week that we touched upon Ujjayi pranayama, Ujjayi, it's we will do Ujjayi and Bhastrika in the second type. And both of them we will practice. And Ujjayi, last week we touched upon Ujjayi means victorious. Like a victorious person, when you are happy, or if you go to a flower garden, you inhale, you want to get the fragrance as much as you can in one go. Like that, you inhale in one go and exhale out as slow as you can. The good things in your life, you want to retain as long as you can. As long as you can, that is the purpose of Ujjayi. You are inhaling in one go and exhale as slow as we can. We will do few rounds like last time, and before that we will do a couple of rounds of Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. Bend your forefinger, middle finger, close your right nostril. Complete exhale through the left nostril. Inhale through left. Exhale through right. Inhale through right. Exhale through left. Inhale through left. Exhale through right. Inhale through right. Exhale through left. We can breathe easily through both nostrils. There are no blockages. Now, having confirmed there is no blockages in the nostrils, we'll do Ujjayi. Like here, we'll show you. You are inhaling. As you are exhaling, we'll do that one. Inhale, lungs have opened up. Exhale, slow exhale. You hear the exhale sound, hissing sound. You should hear the air coming out. Slow exhale, chin and collarbone together towards Jalandhara Bandha. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale. We'll do Bhastrika. Last week I showed the second type of bhastrika. One is inhale through, whereas you inhale stomach out, exhale stomach in. And it energizes the nervous system, energizes the whole body, blood flow to the brain increases. And the second type, last week we touched upon, stomach is not moving, only through the nasal level. We did that one. I will show you, like, while doing, you are not moving your shoulders up and down. Shoulders are steady. If required, you can keep it. Use the legs, hands as a stand. Now, stomach is not moving, only at the nasal level. Very short level bhastrika. In 1 minute, how many? See whether we can do 150, that one. We'll count in 1 minute how many we are doing. We'll do the bhastrika together. Inhale, stomach out. Exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. So, hum. 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 Now no movement in the nostril, in the stomach, only at the nasal level. In 1 minute we'll see how many times we are doing. In, out, so hum, so hum. Inhale, exhale, we'll count. Each count, inhale, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. In 30 seconds we did the 60, then average extrapolate 100. It's more intense than the stomach level. You feel exhausted in the doing that one. Only the nasal level. Arvind, it's a stomach, there is no, only the nasal level. Like this. Only nasal. It nose opens up, closes, opens up, closes. We'll try that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. Long inhale and longer exhale. 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 Long inhale, bring the your thumb and middle finger together. We'll do A U Ma Brahmari. We practiced A whatever time, U double the time. A for the count of 5 seconds, U for the count of 10 seconds, Ma for the count of 15 seconds. So 15, total 30, 15 plus 10, 15, 30 seconds. One round, we'll try to do it for 30 seconds. Lung capacity increases. Inhale. Thank you. bring your hands down. You can turn